the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna. This is a Sainsbury's Magazine recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more information, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. Hello and welcome to the gorgeous kitchen. My name's Josephine Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Freed.
So, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Fluffy chicks, bunnies and daffodils running around.
Eggs.
Eggs, yeah.
Tulips.
Exactly.
Mothers.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Rain and shine. Yeah.
Yes.
Max. Yeah, you meant to wear
a
mac. Wellies. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And hopefully warmer days.
Yes.
So we are making something really naughty today, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
We're making a deep pan cookie. What's it called?
The Easter deep pan cookie.
Ah, the Easter deep pan
like
cookie.
Like the Easter bunny has left you a little deposit.
Exactly. And what's in it? Can you read out the recipe?
Well, I was going to say, I think the recipe, it is so simple that the recipe and the ingredients are one. 100 grams of soft butter, 125 of light muscovado sugar, one egg, one teaspoon of vanilla extract, 125 grams of plain flour, half a teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda, 50 grams of chopped white chocolate, and the all-important mini eggs.
That's why we chose this recipe. The only reason I chose it was so I could have a Cadbury's mini egg.
You know, it would have been easier instead of, you know, faffing around with recipes, just get the pack of mini eggs
and eat
them.
No, because I'm not allowed chocolate.
Why not?
Because I've given it up for Lent.
Oh, God.
So I've got to wait till Easter
you
Day.
Fool.
But guess what the rule is? I'm allowed to break it for Sainsbury's. So that's why why we chose it. So I could have chocolate today.
Sinner.
Exactly. So I'm going to sin. Okay. Now, do we do first?
If you could preheat the oven to 200 degrees Celsius,
okay.
I'd be ever so grateful.
I'll just make sure that's on. Yep. Okay.
All right. So how is your left? I do remember you're a lefty now. It's only been 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
How's your beating arm?
Very good.
Excellent.
Yeah, very good. Okay. Because we're not going to use anything electric. We're going to do, this is a real hands-on.
Excellent. Hands-on, but quite simple.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're beating together 100 grams of soft butter and the 125 of light muscovado sugar. So we'll beat those together, then we'll mix in our egg and vanilla extract.
This is the first bit of baking I've done in my new kitchen.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It's so new that everything's covered in dust from the builders. Okay, get the dust off that. Right, so what am I doing first, darling?
100 grams of soft butter.
Okay, and it is soft.
Have you left it out like a good girl?
My husband tried to put it away this morning and my daughter stopped him.
No, stop. Come back with that butter.
Now, she is very, very upset she had to go to college today because she's so excited.
I was
going to
say, this is definitely right up her street.
Yeah. So you're going to be with even though she's given up chocolate, she's allowed. What is that pointing thing?
Because you're putting it in a bowl.
Yeah, but I need to measure it.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's just some butter.
Okay, yeah.
Not necessarily 100, yes.
Okay, I'll just see.
That looks about right.
Nearly. It's a horrible, horrible day.
I know. I can't wait to eat chocolate. It is pelting it down.
Yeah, it's really foul.
Cats, dogs,
the
sea, the ocean, whatever
you
would like to say, it is absolutely pouring.
Butter and sugar, yeah?
Caning it down. Sugar. Yes, 125 of your light muscovado.
Light muscovado, natural unrefined cane sugar. Again, found easily in Sainsbury's this morning.
I was going to say, all these 8 million different types of sugar.
Yes, they baffle you, don't you?
Yes, they do. I'm like, I just thought it was powdered sugar or regular sugar.
We had to make all different sorts of sugar because of the slave trade. We had to keep them busy, you know.
Nice.
Terrible thing to admit.
Yes, but true.
Yeah.
I have to say, I do like the
And we're good at puddings, aren't we, in Britain?
Exactly.
And that's probably why.
Yeah.
In fact, I was talking to a French chef, and they said one of the reasons they loved making English puddings was the sugar we had here. It was better, best in the world. And you know, the Tate Gallery, have you ever thought about it? It took me till about this year to realise.
Tate
sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still
they had loads of money, you know, from this terrible thing that they did. But now at least they're helping put a bit of art in the world. Trying to get it open. How was it, 100G?
125.
Oh, get my glasses on. 125. It's a little bit moist. I'm having to use my very clean finger. I promise I've cleaned it.
You washed that finger.
Yeah, I did.
Washed. Just that one.
And when are we at 125? You're better at the little digits than me. Would you say?
I think you're good.
Okay, now do we whisk it, darling?
You beat it.
Beat it.
I beat it with your beaten arm. You're very good at this. I'm always very impressed.
Yeah. What have you been up to then recently?
What haven't I been up to? Been all sorts.
Aren't you starting some sort of foodie thing?
I am.
Yeah, you're becoming a cook now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we are starting Brockton.
What's that?
Which is, Acton is the new Brooklyn, combined with a sort of Danish sounding, because Scylla, with whom I'm doing it, is Danish, and we're doing it in Acton.
Yeah.
So a fabulous little wine bar, Vindanista, on Churchfield Road in Acton.
Yeah.
And we're sort of taking over, as they do.
Are you doing a pop-up night?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So on the first Tuesday of every month, starting April 4th, we are doing, it's izakaya, which is kind of Japanese tapas-style
Japanese
gastropub food.
I'm really impressed. Do you know anything about Japanese food?
I do. I mean, Scylla is the maven. She has spent 30 years making sushi. She has been awarded
Feng Sushi.
She founded the chain Feng Sushi.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing.
Are you holding a hand then? Are you just like being her friend?
No, I'm also developing the desserts. The first pop-up will feature my yuzu curd with seaweed sesame caramel.
Wow. And
be impressed.
Yeah, I really am. I mean, it sounds like the sort of thing Madonna eats. You know, they always eat these really complicated, strange foods heard of.
That levitate and twirl around.
In fact, you are making Sainsbury's recipes look quite simple. And the ingredients. I mean, can you find the ingredients in Sainsbury's?
No, you cannot find yuzu. You can find everything other than the yuzu in Sainsbury's, I would have to say. Yes.
What is yuzu then?
Yuzu is a Japanese citrus fruit. Oh. You know, similar to a bergamot. You know, so it's
Which
somewhere...
Which is a lemon, isn't it?
Well, it's like that.
Grapefruit, is it like?
I would say
breadfruit.
That... Mm. No, the yuzu is more similar to a lemon. Mm. It's somewhere in between a lemon, a lime, and a bergamot. That kind of flavor.
Okay, so a bit bitter, yeah.
Yeah, but very citrusy, zingy, fresh, beautiful, exciting. It's a very exciting flavor.
Well, I can't wait to try it.
Yes.
We'll put the details on the website so people can come along.
Fantastic.
Okay. So, I've got it's all clumped together.
All right, well, now you need your egg.
Okay.
Get your egg.
Extra large eggs. Yeah, did you notice that?
Good for bacon.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's so organic, 6 free-range British eggs, large. Mm-hmm. I'm going to crack it. You can hear the crack.
There we are. No comment.
And are you sure, do I just fold it in or what do I do?
Mix in 1 large egg and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract.
Okay, do you want to do the vanilla extract? Oh, I better do it because you're...
I'm double-fisted here.
Exactly. Now, where's... Radio Gorgeous. Podcasts for women.
That lovely...
This is vanilla bean paste.
Yeah, we love that stuff.
Smell that. Oh. Mm. I reckon this is stronger. So I'm going to use 1/2 teaspoon.
Okay. Stingy.
I don't want it to be over. I don't want it to go over the flavour of the...
The white chocolate.
Yes, exactly. The white
chocolate. Which is a delicate flavour.
Yeah. I haven't had white chocolate for years.
I know, it's replacing our pistachios that we usually have in every recipe.
No, I'm a dark chocolate person. What colour are you?
I love white chocolate.
Oh.
I do.
You know, it's the most fattening one.
I know, it's the least good for you, and the most fattening.
Yeah.
Hence why I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you make white chocolate cheesecake, even better.
Oh. My daughter has a thing about white chocolate with raspberries. She thinks they go really well.
Yeah. She's not wrong.
Yeah, she's the chocolate fiend, even though I'm the dark chocolate fiend. So have you heard about the British Bake Off?
Yes.
The new presenters.
Well, and it's funny because literally the night before, We were at the Romance Novelist Association Awards, and Prulith...
sort of thing we're invited to, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, and Prulith was there comparing.
And she's going to be one
and
of
she
them,
denied
she?
It, oh. But I'm sure she had to. Yeah. I forgive her. Yeah. But so exciting for her.
Yeah, so there's Prulith, and then there's that guy, Noel Fielding, is going to be a presenter. And then the other presenter is our lovely woman from the Women's Equality, Sandy Tosbig.
Yes.
So it was going to be... I can't think what they've got anything to do with cooking, those two. And I doubt they know anything. In fact, that's what will make it amusing. Yeah.
Well, and Sandy is just hilarious.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, right. Are you ready for this? You've made me do measure out the flour.
Well,
are you ready for it?
I think I need a bit of a whisk on this. What do you think? I'm slightly lumpy.
Yeah.
I'm lumping out.
And as is, that's the only hard work we have to do today. I suggest you... I suggest you get to it.
Yeah, I'm going to... It doesn't say this in it, but I'm going to get out... I was doing a wooden spoon, but I'm now whisking.
You missed a bit.
Next time I'm in charge. You know I hate being told what to do.
I tell you to. Keep whisking.
Right, I'm going to now use my bad arm. I hope you feel really guilty. I'm using my bad arm.
I don't.
Okay.
I hope it hurts.
Bad arm's not... It's agony!
Liar.
Okay.
All right, that looks much better.
Yeah. Can you hear it?
Yeah. No, that looks good now. Yeah. Okay, I agree. That was a good call.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did the work on that.
Yeah. Okay, now sifting in the... Yeah.
I don't know that we have to sift, to be honest. It does not say sift.
Okay.
It says stir in. If you'd like to sift, we can.
What about the bicarbonate soda?
That also goes in now.
Have you done that?
No.
Okay, a teaspoon?
Half a teaspoon.
Half a teaspoon.
Half a teaspoon.
Now, how many uses of bicarbonate soda? I use it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
I actually...
Okay. All right.
I sometimes use it to brush my teeth.
Oh, that's very American. Remember that hammer?
Yes, Arm & Hammer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm more like if my kitchen is not, no, sorry, my fridge is not aromatic.
Yes.
I put this in and it soaks up all the smell.
Stick it in with the cheese.
Yeah. Half a teaspoon. Whoop.
Yep. There you go.
There we go. And then,
and now the flour.
Yeah, you've got to put that in. I'm actually going to move now back to the spoon to fold in because it's a better implement. Hang on, do we need to heat up the chocky yet?
No. We've got to grease that.
Grease the tin.
Grease our tin.
What size is the tin do we need?
20 centimeters.
This is 19. Is it okay? Can I use it?
It'll be thicker.
Yeah. Like me.
I didn't say that. For the record, that was not me who said that.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
no,
I would say,
paper.
Nope, does not,
okay.
Nope.
Okay.
It says oven-proof frying pan you could even do it in, or baking dish.
Oh, that's the trendy thing, isn't it, the oven-proof frying pan, but we're not on trend. We're just using a lovely old-fashioned cake tin, but it pulls out, the bottom pulls out, so hopefully that will really help us.
Well, and also I would say if they're recommending six to 10 minutes, we'll probably have to keep it in the longer time if it's...
Thicker.
Yeah. Okay. So we are supposed to put the 50 grams of chopped white chocolate into that batter.
Okay, so fantastic. We don't have to warm it up. We're just going to...
No, we just chop it up and pop it in there.
Where is
this? Who ate the white chocolate? It was here a minute ago.
And guess what? This is no ordinary chocolate.
Oh, you get fancy.
This tastes a different chocolate.
Oh, right. More fattening
Sainsbury's.
And tasty.
It's creamy with a smooth, silky texture. Belgian white chocolate. And the amount in this is 100g, so half, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, we're only eating half a bar of chocolate today. You know.
Who said we have to eat the whole thing?
Well, we've got... It's tidiness, isn't it?
My father used to do that. He was like, I'm just going to tidy up this cake.
Exactly.
And then he'd go for hours, like... I just need some more ice cream with my cake. I need more milk with my cake or cake with
now,
my milk.
Now, you're going to be the big 5-0 next week.
I am.
Hey? And what happened today? Your dad contacted you to
yeah,
say,
exactly.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, he sent a big email, all caps. Yeah,
but he got it a week wrong. Exactly. And how long has he known you?
50 years, yes, I would think.
Oh, dear. But
yes, well, never mind, bless.
He is, you know, did he send you any money?
Well, as I do all his bills. Yes, I sent myself some money on his
behalf.
You put
a good big
invoice myself,
in.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I gave myself a nice birthday check.
Good.
Exactly.
Good. So. Sounds good.
All right, that's
so
stirring
in. What are you getting for your 50th? What are you getting for your 50th?
Well, my friend Julie just gave me this absolutely gorgeous olive leaf Paloma Picasso bracelet from Tiffany's.
Gosh.
Yay.
That's a good friend.
Yeah. And we're going
on the pressure's
on
for your husband,
yeah,
isn't it?
Exactly. See what he comes
your
up
friends
with.
Are giving you jewels.
I think that's enough jewels.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll see. It's weird, my birthday, because it's also the same week as Mother's Day always. So well, then, yeah. So then I feel like, you know, my family gets kind of sick of me, and I'm
not
like,
"Not when you're 50, darling."
Yeah, you know what I mean.
On.
So I would like them to see those instances as separate. You know, if they could move Mother's Day to when it is in May,
your family shouldn't be able to think of you as their mother. I'm really
in these circumstances.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Okay. Well, anyway. I really wouldn't worry about it, Donna. That you've got to celebrate it to the full. Okay,
I will.
And I will help you.
Fantastic. Right. Always on hand to raise a glass.
Now, what do we do now? I've added the white chalky bit.
Fantastic. Spread into a greased 20-centimeter base oven-proof frying pan or baking dish. Bake in a preheated oven, which we have done, at 200 degrees Celsius. Fan 180 Celsius. Gas 6 for 10 minutes. Oh, it's for 10 minutes. I thought that was 6 to 10 minutes, but for 10 minutes. I think we'll see how it is.
What about when
we take that, after we take that out, after 10 minutes, we put the eggs on top and do it for 5 more minutes.
Worried about me eggs.
I was going to say, you're like, I'm not
so
doing
without
my eggs.
And I've always thought they were pagan.
Oh.
But I could only find these kind of Christian websites from America. So obviously they all talk about it's in the Bible. But I don't believe eggs are in the Bible. I think it's another fantasy of theirs. what I think is, they say that it's in the Bible. You're not allowed to eat eggs for a week before. Mm-hmm. I've never heard that again. Anyway, I think it's pagan. And I think eggs are to do with birth.
Yeah, what fertility. Fertility, yeah. Creativity.
Yeah.
Yeah, rebirth. I mean, isn't that what Easter's about? Okay, forgive my lack of knowledge of Christianity here.
No, it's fantastic. It's a great story. I mean, I think that's what religion's good at. They're picking really good stories. Births and deaths.
Well, you do need something to hang on to. You know what I mean? That's what people are pinning their faith on. They need a good tale.
Yeah, exactly.
That looks very nice. I could, you know, when people eat, I don't know, is that
quite
a thing
brown.
Here where people eat cookie dough?
Is it a thing?
Oh, yeah. But yeah, in the States, it's a thing.
Okay, there you are.
No, I don't want any. But I'm just saying,
no,
if
I'm
were.
I'm insulted, right?
If it were,
I'm
going
to have
would.
To try it. Okay, I'll describe it as quite a brown dough because of...
The muscovado. Right? It's good, right?
It's really creamy because of the muscovado and the butter. You know, normally when I cook with margarine, but this is really,
really?
Buttery. Margarine for
margarine?
Cakes, for cakes, yeah.
Really?
Very old, very 70s.
Yes. How frugal.
Yeah, it is. No, it makes them lighter.
Huh.
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Okay, now there's massive chunks in there. My fingers are covered.
All right, so shall I put it in the oven?
You've got to. Yeah, she's licking my finger.
Yum. See, that's a slippery slope.
Oh.
Once you get started, terrible. Right, let's pop that baby in the oven.
Yeah.
Set your timer.
I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry to let you all know, but we're back in 10 minutes. RadioGorgeous.com. So, I've got the bag of Easter eggs here. We've got it out the oven. Should we go and have a look?
You've been clutching that bag of Easter eggs.
Exactly. And I'm now...
Scatter a few, not in your mouth.
Okay.
Scatter, scatter, scatter.
Yeah. Oh, it says... Oh, it's a bit soft in the middle still, yeah.
That's nice. Yeah, it needs 5 more minutes in there anyway.
Yeah. No, but it does say... Read out what it says about being soggy in the middle.
Scatter on a handful of mini eggs and bake for 5 minutes more, or until set at the edges, but still a little bit squidgy in the middle.
That's what we
like.
Squidgy
in the middle.
And also, what have I got over there going?
Yes, well, after that's done, we will drizzle with extra melted white chocolate and serve straight away.
So what did I do?
You put it in a bain-marie already.
Bain-marie, because I know so much about the French cooking.
Okay. All right.
Doesn't that look pretty?
Okay, get off the mini eggs. Away from the mini eggs. Put them down. Okay. It looks so cute.
Pretty.
Adorable.
Five more minutes.
Welcome back to the tasting.
I know, and it's the Easter bunny white chocolate thingamajiggy cakey. It's so exciting.
Cookie.
Yeah, giant cookie. Okay, I'm cutting it now. Slither. Doesn't, are you sure you want a slither?
Yes, I want a slither. I see two eggs on there. That's good.
Okay, is that a slither?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It still looks gooey in the center. Mm, oh, wow, that looks nice.
And I'm going to have a slither too.
You sure that's a slither?
Yep.
Well, you may be disappointed. Mine has two eggs on it. Yours only has one. You might want to grab yourself an egg,
hon. It's okay, hon. Okay, let's do it at the same time. Oh, it's still warm. Still warm. One, two, three. It really works. The softness of it. Because that's the difference between a cookie and a biscuit, isn't it? A cookie is soft. This is like a kind of doughy, gorgeous, chocolatey, amazing thing.
You're a sinner if you eat it.
A bit yum. You're celebrating Easter. Come on.
Well, but my favorite thing about Cadbury's chocolate eggs is, you know, you sit there and you try and wait until it melts. Mm. This is pre-melted. It's perfect.
Exactly. Here's to the pre-melted chocolate eggs. Cheers.
Yum.
This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more information, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk and you'll find these recipes in the April 2017 edition of Sainsbury's Magazine.
Sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds always eat. If their song is sweet to hear. Sing for your luncheon and you'll get dinner. Dine with wine of choice. If romance is in.